On this little programme of ours, we present all types, styles and genre of Irish music. Now, here's a sample of what I'm trying to say. This is country and Irish. It's an Irish singer singing a country song. This is Mary Duff. And maybe we should have played this at the beginning of the programme. It's called Come On In. And this is as good as country music as you'll hear anywhere in the world.
Come on in and sit right down and make yourself at home. If I had one wish I could go back to my old neighborhood, where the good folks, they all love you as their own. Then I'd go over to my neighbor's house, knock on the door and they don't sing out. Come on in and sit right down and make yourself at home. I'd sing the praises long and loud for all my folks and I'm mighty proud of the little old town back home where I was born. I wish that I could hear them say in the good old-fashioned friendly way, come on in and sit right down and make yourself at home.
Mary Duff and Come On In. Now, friends, this little programme of ours, Sounds Irish, is now being taken by a number of radio stations around the world, which makes me very happy. I also get, some weeks I get a lot of emails, other weeks I don't get any, but always feel free to email me at everton274@sky.com. Don't worry about my name. But a couple of weeks ago, I got an email which I put on one side, because it was the week that I played the Joe Dolan track. I can't remember which one it was now. But I got an email that week and it said, Joe, I've been listening to Sounds Irish for a little time now and I was very surprised to find that you don't play an awful lot of Joe Dolan. You did say, Joe, on the programme that he was one of the big icons in Irish entertainment over the past number of years. But you don't play a lot of his music. Well, to be honest with you, I don't have a lot of his music, but I'm going to play a Joe Dolan for you track now. And this listener suggested that I play the track that got Joe Dolan into the UK charts way back when Adam was a lad. It was a long time ago, I know that. So what I'm going to do for that listener and for all the Joe Dolan fans, this is not everybody's cup of tea, I do appreciate it, but listen to Joe Dolan and the one that started it all for him, Make Me an Island.
Different eyes, different size, different girls every day. Different names, different games, took my breath clean. But I'm changed, rearranged. I'm enlightened and how you have caught me, you have taught me, and I'm different now. Take me and break me and close all your windows and doors. Shut me off, cut me off, make me an island. I'm yours. From the world, take me away from the girls. Take me and break me and make me an island. I'm yours. Running round, shifting ground, that's the life.
tired, uninspired, and I've wiped my slate clean. You are mine, I am yours. If the Lord will allow, you have caught me, you have taught me, and I'm different now. Take me and break me and close all your windows and doors. Shut me up, cut me up, make me an island, I'm yours. Take me away from the world. From the girls, take me and break me and make me an island. I'm yours. Take me and break me and close all the windows and doors. Shut me up, cut me up, make me an island. I'm yours. Take me away from the world. The girls, take me and break me and make me an island. I'm yours. Take me and break me and make me an island. I'm yours. Take me and break me and make me an island. I'm yours.
Ho, 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 ho. A very young sounding Joe Dolan there and Make Me an Island. And for all the Joe Dolan fans, I promise you that we will be including Joe a bit more on the programme in the future. I've mentioned it quite often on Sounds Irish and on the sister programme My Kind of Music. One of the joys musically for me in my life is to visit the local nursing homes, rest homes, retirement homes, call them what you will, and have a sing-along with some of the residents there. Now, quite a few of them will join in and will sing solo for me, which is a great joy. I'll tell you why I'm leading you up to this, because recently I visited one such home, and towards the end of the entertainment, the afternoon, it usually lasts about an hour and a half, this man said, "Joe, I'd like to sing a song." And I said, "Fire away. What would you?" He said, "You probably don't know this one." Actually, I did. And I handed him the microphone and he sang this lovely song. And I'll tell you what, friends, it moved me. I'm going to play for you now the Frank McCaffrey version of the song that he so beautifully sang. It's not an Irish song, by the way, but Frank McCaffrey hails from County Mayo.
An old man was bidding his daughter goodbye. His roof she was leaving that day. "You're going to be married," he said with a sigh. "From the old home you're going away. I can't give you riches, it's true, but here is a gift I have treasured for you. It's the ring your mother wore on the day she took my name. Just a plain gold band I placed on her hand when my partner in life she became. It's a simple gift, I know, but my fondest hope will be, may it bring the joy to you and your boy that it brought to your mother and me. He said, you must both go together in life and greet all your cares with a smile. Remember your mother and be a good wife. She was loving and true all the while. And darling, wherever you go, this keepsake will bring you good fortune, I know. It's the ring your mother wore on the day she took my name. Just a plain gold band I placed on her hand when my partner in life she became. It's a simple gift, I know, but my fondest hope will be, may it bring the joy to you and your boy that it brought to your mother and me. May it bring the joy to you and your boy that it brought to your mother and me.
I talk regularly on the program about my growing up and the Hoolies that we used to have in our house. Now, for those of you who are just new to the program, a Hoolie, well, it's an Irish word for a party. And this was before the days of television, well, certainly in our household growing up. And every, second or third Sunday evening about 7 o'clock, we'd start this Hoolie. It would be a bit of a sing-along, you know. Everybody would do their party piece, and Joe, of course, would play the piano, and everybody sang the song. And we also collected records. Now, there's a word, records, that isn't used certainly with regard to music these days. We're all into MP3s and iPods and iPads and all sorts of things. But when I was growing up, we had 78 records, which broke when you dropped them. Okay, I'm rabbiting on a bit, but I just want to introduce this record that we had in our house when I was growing up. Now, do make allowances. It was recorded in the days of steam recording, a long time ago. But it's Joseph Locke. Have a listen to this.
Boy was listening to a story told one day, a story of a lovely land so many miles away. And as he sat and listened all about that emerald isle, his Irish eyes just glistened as he answered with a smile. When you talk about old Ireland, sure I picture a beautiful scene. Every lake, every dell, where the fairy folk dwell, where the shamrock grows greener than green. When you talk about old Ireland, every word brings a fond memory. It's the same when I hear an old Irish refrain. Seems St. Patrick himself whispers, come home again. When you talk about old Ireland, then you're talking of heaven for me. Patrick himself whispers, come home again. When you talk about old Ireland, then you're talking
Joseph Locke, who was an icon in the late 50s and early 60s, started life as a policeman working in Londonderry and then moved over to London and, well, started singing and never looked back. I had the good fortune of meeting him on two occasions and once accompanying him singing Danny Boy, but that's for a story for another day. When you talk about old Ireland. The beauty of doing a programme like Sounds Irish, that I can change the various types, styles and genre of music, because I'm a great lover of all types and styles of Irish music. We're going to change the style once again now, because we're having Jerry O'Connor's Flying Fingers on his banjo playing the Jolly Tinker. Off into the sunset, maestro on the banjo, Jerry O'Connor and the Jolly Tinker. And now for a song from Brendan O'Dowd. We couldn't have a Sounds Irish program without a track from Brendan. But this is one of the Percy French songs, because he made a couple of albums of Percy French songs. And it tells the story of Whistling Phil McHugh. He came over from Dunlahy, you see. And this girl, Mary, she just was besotted by him, but he went away and left her, and every day she'd stand at the door waiting to hear his whistling. I tell you what, I let Brendan tell the story.
Oh, whistling Phil McHugh has come over from Bunlahy, and we don't know what's come to little Mary Ann Mulcahy. For ever since the day that Philly came a-whistling, she stands in the doorway, and she's waiting and she's listening. Mary, you're contrary, come in and shut the door. Fills are over, short is over, and he'll not come back a store. But she's listening for the whistling, she's waiting by the shore, for that arm to be warm round her waist once more. There's Thady of the cows, she an old 10-acre Thady, with his fine new slated house, he'd make her quite a lady. But Thady needn't stay, and there's no use his intriguing, for her heart is far away, 'tis with Phil McHugh Stravagan. Ah, Mary, you're contrary, come in and shut the door. Fills are over, short is over, and he'll not come back a store. But she's listening for the whistling, she's waiting by the shore, for that arm to be warm round her waist once more. There's Danny Michael Dan, who is 6 foot in his stockings, a very proper man, but she never heeds his knockings. She'll keep him standing there for 3/4 of a minute, but she's racing like a hare when she thinks that Phil is in it. Ah, Mary, you're contrary, come in and shut the door. Fills are over, short is over, and he'll not come back a store. But she's listening for the whistling, she's waiting by the shore, for that arm to be warm round her waist once more. 'Tis wisdom's golden rule, I do teach her till I tire, that every girl's a fool, aye, and every man a liar. What's that you say you hear that set you all a-trembly? 'Tis but the wind, I fear, that is whistling down the chimbley. Oh, Mary, you're contrary, come in and bar the door. What's that scufflin', fill your ruffin', sure I knew he'd come a-store. She's been settin' there and frettin', but now her grievin's o'er, and the singin' will be ringin' round her heart once more.
Sure I knew he'd come a-store. Brendan O'Dowda and Whistling Phil McHugh. Sure every girl's a fool and every man's a liar. Brendan O'Dowda. Friends, I've mentioned it on the programme many, many times about Irish songs, and the majority of Irish songs, well, in my book anyway, are songs of emigration. How people had to leave their homes here in Ireland to go and seek work elsewhere, and particularly after the famine of 1846. Now, I'm going to play for you now a wonderful track from that great singer, Sean O'Shea. I am aware that this may not be everybody's cup of tea, but I just think this man has a lovely voice. And I think we've had Johnny McAvoy's version of this song on the programme before. But take a listen to the lovely voice of Sean O'Shea and a wonderful arrangement of the song. I'll just point something out here. The song is entitled The Shores of Amerikay. Now, we always called it Amerikay when we came to singing about it because it rhymed with everything. I think I've pointed that out to you before. Take a listen to this. This gorgeous song, The Shores of Amerikay, a sad song from Sean O'Shea.
I'll be bidding farewell to the land of my youth and the home that I love so well, and the mountains grand to my own native land. I'll be bidding them all farewell. far away, o'er the raging foam, for to seek a home on the shores of the Merry Kay. And it's not for the love of the fold I am born, and it's not for the love of fame, but that fortune bright might shine over me and bring me a glorious name. No, it's not for the love of the gold I am going, or the weary and sorrow say, but to seek a home for my own true love on the shores of a Merry Kay. And when I am bidding my last farewell, the tears like rain will blind, to think of the friends of my own native land and the home I am leaving behind. But if I'm to die in a foreign land and be buried so far, far away, no fond mother's tears will be shed o'er my grave on the shores of a Merry Kay.
No sad mother's tears will be shed o'er my grave on the shores of a Merry Kay. It's country and Irish again, and this time a good exponent of country music, Matt Levy. He wants to have a dance.
I'll always remember the song they were playing the first time we danced, and I knew as we swayed to the music and held to each other, I fell in love with you. Could I have this dance for the rest of my life? Would you be my partner every night? When we're together, it feels so right. Could I have this dance for the rest of my life? I'll always remember that magic moment when I held you so close to me, as we moved together, I forever, you're all I'll ever need. Could I have this dance for the rest of my life? Would you be my partner every night? When it feels so right. Could I have this dance for the rest of my life? Could I have this dance for the rest of my life? Would you be
It feels so right that I have this dance for the rest of my life.
Country and Irish at its best there, performed there by Matt Levy. Could I have this dance for the rest of my life? And now the haunting sound of Sir James Galway's flute playing, She Moved Through the Fair. There, friends, you heard the haunting sound of the old Irish song, She Moved Through the Fair, played for us by the world's greatest flautist, James Galway. Now for another great example of country and Irish, Logan McCool. This is Where the Cowboy Rides Away. Great country, and they're Irish.
I knew the stakes were high right from the start. When she dealt the cards, I dealt my heart. Now I've just found a game that I can play. This is where the cowboy rides away. And my heart is sinking like the setting sun. Setting on the things I wish I'd done. It's time to say goodbye to yesterday. This is where the cowboy rides away. We've been in and out of love and in between. And now we face the final showdown scene. As the credits roll, sad song starts to play. This is where the cowboy rides away. And my heart is sinking like the setting sun.
setting on the things I wish I'd done. It's time to say goodbye to yesterday. This is where the cowboy rides away. And my heart is sinking like the setting sun. Setting on the things I wish I'd done. The last goodbye's the hardest one to say. This is where the cowboy rides away. And the last goodbye's the hardest one to say. This is where the cowboy rides away.
Logan McCool, a great Irish duo. They did some great albums, country albums, but unfortunately no longer recording. This is where the cowboy rides away.